A personal narrative written and told by Eileen Comstock. The Tornado.
Last summer, we were caught on the edge of a tornado that ripped through 20-some miles of countryside east of us. We lost a couple of granaries, some shingles, and several shed roofs, but had nothing like the devastation that occurred around Spring Valley. When dark clouds start rolling overhead, we keep looking for stretchers, the long, whirling tails that just might develop into something serious. I take a lawn chair out onto the yard and stare at the sky, hoping that whatever is deciding to happen will not dare happen if I'm watching it. Sometimes it works. Sometimes not. When I was about 7 or 8, we had a tornado right in our own yard, and I quite enjoyed it. It had been a hot, sticky afternoon, and about supper time, clouds started to roll in from the west. All of a sudden, the air grew chilly, and the wind started to howl. Mom called us kids inside and started shutting windows and doors. Dad had finished milking, and after letting all the animals out of the barn, he hurried to the house with 2 pails of milk. The wind whirled clouds of dust around him as we watched. Mom opened the door for him and was about to shut it again when, to her surprise, Dad said, "Let it be." He set the milk down and went around opening the windows again. Then he said, "Look over toward Charlie Johnson's." A bit more than a mile away, a ragged gray cloud stretched toward the ground. At the bottom of it was the father of all dust devils whirling the soil up into the air. Dad had grown up in Minnesota, where every farm had a cyclone cellar, and he recognized the devil wind coming our way. If the eye of the cyclone passed close to the house, the vacuum created outside would make the pressure inside the house blow closed windows out. He told us kids to stay away from the windows. However, he and Mom were too busy looking out to notice that we figured a couple of feet was probably away from the windows far enough, so we got a pretty good look, too. The noise was terrific. The wind whistled and roared like a freight train. Things started flying through the air, straw, boards, tree branches, parts of the hay rack. A wagon moved across the yard. Chicken water pails went flying, and the dog, who had belatedly decided to move closer to the house, got lifted right up and over the row of lilacs. He cowered in the lee of the bushes, and as soon as we saw, he wasn't hurt. My sister and I decided it was funny. Our laughter got the parents' attention, and we were sent away from the window. The storm seemed a lot scarier when we weren't allowed to watch, but it was all over in a few minutes. After a brief spatter of rain, the sun came out and the wind stopped. Dad went out to check the cattle. They were all right, but the rest of the farmyard was hardly recognizable. Both barns were gone, as was the chicken coop and the chickens. The damage was very erratic. The toilet had blown over, but the rickety old garage next to it was still standing. 2 small wooden milk stools were sitting side by side where Dad had left them, just inside the barn door. But now there was no door. No barn, either. The house was not damaged, except for a few missing shingles and a couple of bricks from the top of the chimney. Dad found the bricks inside the chimney when he cleaned it in the fall. We were lucky to have escaped so lightly. The next couple of days was spent tidying up, looking for pails and other equipment, and bringing order out of chaos. The dog stayed very close to Dad and hid under the porch when Dad was in the house. The chickens actually had the worst time of all. It took 3 or 4 days, but most of them found their way back to the yard. They emerged from the fields and ditches in 2s and 3s, missing a lot of feathers, their backs sunburned fiery red, their feet sore. They were a bedraggled lot. They peered around here and there to make sure they'd come to the right place, and finally settled down under the lilac, looking just a bit indignant at the whole affair.